Dudes Behind the Foods listeners, this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp, a very longtime sponsor of this podcast because we all believe in mental health. In 2024, it's all about you and your mental health. And guess what? If you're working on your physical health, you can work on that mental health as well. In fact, I think it might even be more important because if you get your mental health right, everything else falls in place because when you feel good, you feel right and you are important. 2024 is yours. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/foods today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/foods.
Hey man, just relax. Let's bring it back to the days where we just chill on the beach at spring break and bring the vibe back with DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like fan fave Rocket. The excitement is endless and vibes are right and the cash prize could be huge. You know me, your boy likes a little blackjack. Hit me, baby, one more time like I'm Britney Spears right out the conservatorship, twerking and grinding in my big old mansion. 21? New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code DUDEFOODS to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes. Behind the foods, dudes. Behind the foods, yeah, is the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Ah, Victor Fuentes.
If you guys don't know who Victor Fuentes is, just look it up on YouTube. Probably one of the funniest, real police calls ever.
Yeah,
it's in the history.
Not even a prank call. This is like classic YouTube shit. This is probably before YouTube shit. This is probably like, I don't know, man. What websites were we going on back then? Like
E-bombs.
E-bombs world shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Victor Fuentes. I don't know. I don't know why you have to come sirening. Don't come sirening. Just come quietly.
Are you a male or female?
Just what? Male, motherfucker.
It's like, you guys know, like, if you guys ever grew up with like old Mexican dudes, they have like this like machismo thing where nothing can be fucking gay all. He's like one of those guys where it's like anything that's him being weak or helpless, it's gay as fuck. So that's why he's responding to this paramedic or the person who's on the line as if he's mad at them when he's trying to get help because he fell down some stairs.
Yeah, and then you hear it flip though when the guy's like, when Victor's like, he says something like he feels a little dizzy or something, and the paramedic's like immediately like, he stops being annoyed. He's like, oh, okay, we're gonna get you help you need, okay? Just sit down, relax, just, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, all right. And did you have anything to drink tonight, sir? A couple.
A couple of what?
Well, speaking of something to drink, man, I wanted to get us some Thai iced teas porque I am very tired today.
This is the first thing that I have in my system, and it's caffeine, and now my head's buzzing a little bit.
Well, I was going to say I ordered Thai iced tea because I know you kind of have been having like pretty intense caffeine sensitivity lately, right? But the Thai iced teas, I grew up drinking this shit, so I never got like crazy jitters off it, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like this might be a little calmer.
Let me tell you something. Black tea has the highest amount of caffeine out of all teas, you son of a bitch.
Is that what they use for Thai iced tea?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's Assam tea or something like that.
Assam tea and Ja Rule throwback.
You're stupid, dude.
Well, guess what, man? I got a special treat for you.
Wow, this caffeine is fucking...
Oh, good, dog. Why are you so tired, bro?
I just been farming lately, dude. Like, it's getting warm now. Mm-hmm. So we just been doing all the grunt work shit. And I know a lot of people don't care about this.
Oh, I care, dog.
Okay, so, well, I bought these little root bags.
Boring.
I fucking knew it. And this is why I don't share about my feelings and my projects, because it's not fun for anybody but me. No. I don't care.
Shut up.
So I bought these root bags. And for some reason, I don't know what about it, but it kind of fucked up the root system of the transplants that I had. So I had to repot fucking 46 plants.
Oh, God.
And then create my own. So that shit took like 8 hours because I had to gently jostle the roots out so I don't fuck up the root. It was so bad, man. I'm so tired. This is why I'm dressed like this.
Oh, root boy.
Yeah. But I know you guys don't care, but just wait till I bring the tomatoes here on the podcast.
We really don't. We really don't care.
Well, guess what? Now I'm going to talk about a soil health now because you made me mad. So in order to have healthy soil.
No! I'm going to... Well, look, I got a special treat for you, dog. Okay.
I don't care.
No, you will care.
All right, fine.
This
whatever.
Is a special treat. Not only did I get you Thai iced tea because we're sleepy, I got you Thai iced tea because I have some Thai food for you, but not from a restaurant, from the weak, quivering hands of my mother. The struggling, bony hands of my mother, okay? And I don't think you've ever had this before. This is a special treat, even for me. It's my mother's oxtail stew.
Oh, I've never had
Thai style.
Thai style. I didn't know that. Well, I feel like all Asian people have their own oxtail stew, huh?
I mean, I've had oxtail pho. I don't know if I've had oxtail from any other Asian country, no.
Chinese version, the Chinese Hawaiian version.
Oh, really?
That one's really good, very clear broth. There's the pho. There's a Korean oxtail soup. Mm. Which is very good. Wow, my heart is beating through my fucking chest. Let's go, huh?
Let's get it! Well, okay, speaking of root boy, you know, I know a lot of, Jamaicans, like, you know, you think of oxtail, you think of Jamaican food, right? Uh-huh. So people are always, whenever I post my mom's oxtail stew, they're like, oh, okay, my boy, you know, knows what's up with the Jamaican food. I'm like, actually, dog, my mom's been making this shit since I was a little kid. You know, a lot of people use oxtail, you know? And so I'm excited for you to try this. First of all, get a whiff. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, this smells tasty.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dog.
That smells tasty.
Yeah, bro. Let me get our little doll out of the way. I don't want it to get messy, but hey, you can get these April 1st, okay? Little Timmy, little David, little dudes behind the little foods.
And if you guys weren't listening to the previous podcast, this asshole asked the manufacturer to make mine fatter. So, yes, he said he wanted it to be very accurate. So he also has bowel issues.
Oh, watch this. Let me see. And you take it, you give it a little bit of caffeine. Yeah! Roots, plants!
And then when I start talking about his phone, falls asleep. Oh, look
okay,
at him.
I have a very, very juicy, fatty piece of oxtail for you there, my boy.
Wow, dude. Wow. You know, I've always wanted to cook and bring food on here, but then it's just like, I got to wake up super early for all that bullshit.
Man, we don't need all that shit, dog. Luckily, coincidentally, it was Q's birthday yesterday. Oh. So my mother stopped by with a plentiful amount of food for the family. And and she always makes, you know, an obscene amount of food. So and luckily she made a giant pot of oxtail soup, stew. So I thought, let me bring David some, you know?
Let me tell you something. We've always talked about this. One day, you guys might be blessed to try his mother's food. Specifically, if he gets his sauce done at least.
This is my shit, dog. I got some white rice for you as well.
So aggressive.
This shit right here, bro. Oh, it's that like, you eat it and it makes you just...
Oh, Swahili.
Like you sucking on a nipple, dog. Like it's an Instagram reel of an OnlyFans model pretending to be a breastfeeding expert, and she just got her nipples out, and you sucking on them shits. That's what this makes you feel like, dog.
Nice. You know what I used to like when I was younger? When you would just go out, and then I don't know, you're like clubbing, you see a girl, she's wearing a top, clearly she don't have a bra on, and you see nipple piercings through it.
That's the best.
That is the hottest fucking thing ever.
I would always say that if you would be like walking around and you see a lovely lady with like smaller titties, A cup titties even, and no bra and her little piercings, like that's a cool ass girl. Like you know her personality is just on point.
Like you care about the personality.
Oh, I care, buddy.
Please,
oh, dude. I care.
You
okay?
See the nipple ring, you're like, what else you gonna do?
Let me tell you something. As soon as I sperm.
Oh, that's right.
Everything I cared about initially going into the smash goes away, and the personality takes over, and that determines whether it's a, oh, should we get some breakfast, or a,
all right, man, what you got going on today? I got work to do, man. And then these girls now have mental health issues. What didn't he like about me? What did I do wrong? Oh, dog, you see this video? I don't be watching too much internet anymore unless it's like farming shit. So... it's that video where people will do the buzzer thing if they like or dislike the person across from them.
It's it's just the speed dating thing.
Yeah. I don't know what channel it's from or whatever.
Cut.
But okay. So they were doing one where there's a couple of funny ones. Mm-hmm. It was this Asian girl. She was actually really cute. Mm-hmm. But as they're talking, he's like, oh, yeah, let's go on a date. And then her personality starts to come out. It's like too weird.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't know, man. You're a little too,
Dog, the funny thing was I felt bad because I think I would have done the same because I like weird.
Yeah.
That one was a little like, oh.
It was a little strong. It was a lot. I'm sure she's super fun.
Yeah.
It's just a lot at once. This is your first time. Maybe don't let the, right away, unless you get that from the other person. Take a bite, and I'm gonna tell you about this other hilarious episode of Cut of their speed dating thing. Davidson, I'm so excited for you.
See, the problem with something like this
yeah,
is that I probably demolished a whole bowl mm-hmm. and a pot of this in a day,
mm-hmm.
and then I throw up.
Yeah, it's so fatty.
It's so fucking, this is like my flavors that I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like oxtail too, if you guys have an aversion towards it, there are certain cuts of meat on the cow that are just like hella beefy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And oxtail, once it's cooked down, all that collagen breaks down. It has like this little film of just like deliciousness.
That's that I was telling you about. You know, it really, you know, it's in that broth. It is in that broth that just like, yeah, bro. It's that hearty, salty, sweet goodness. Ooh, savory situation.
And you know, like sometimes when people be on food stuff, they eat food, they always roll their eyes about everything. This is fucking roll your eyes good.
This is an eye rolly, make you sperm yourself situation.
Like a little turtle.
Wait, before we get sidetracked too much.
All right, go ahead.
There's an episode of that speed dating Cut show where this guy's kind of talking to this girl. Oh, and this is a blindfolded one. They're both blindfolded. And this Asian guy and a white woman.
Okay.
And he's like, nice. He's like, oh, what are you, you know, who do you normally date? She's like, oh, just what, and you know, probably like white guys mostly, I think. And I've dated a lot of Asian men. I'm really into Asian guys. And first of all, she's cosplaying in like an anime type outfit as well.
Oh, okay.
And
my mind went from nice to red flag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're talking, and I'll tell you this: she is a not traditionally sized girl,
and that is exactly where my mind went. only because we've now gone to so many anime expos.
And you know, so she's there, and he goes,
I like big girls,
and I love a big girl. Okay, she just all around also wasn't my type necessarily, but you know, I ain't really got a type. But anyways, they're talking, and he's like, can we hug? And she's like, oh yeah, sure. So they hug, and he sits down, and then he goes,
oh my God. Wait, that's fucking genius.
And she's like, and then they're kind of, he's just like, I think I'm getting more of like just a friend vibe, you know?
That's genius. That's genius.
Now, mind you, they could have cut a bunch of stuff after the hug. Yeah, but the way it was edited, it's a, can we hug, and a, never mind.
I can't. And look, that's no judgment, right? Everybody got their own type. Mm-hmm. And it's also very, very hard to. There's a thing that sometimes I don't agree with. Maybe it's because people just want like that clickable meme thing, but they go, I don't care about looks. Yeah. It's about what's in the heart. We all care. We could say that we care more after the fact, right? Mm-hmm. But the first thing, that first impression thing is always going to be important.
Of course.
Right? Because at the end of the day, I know looks fade, all that stuff. I 100% agree. I'm on that same boat with you. But there still has to be some level of like physical attraction.
There's got to be that initial attraction or else... How are you even communicating with each other, you know? Yeah. And I mean, and look, a lot of shit's changed now with the internet and online dating. Like, you could fall in love with somebody through their personality, right? Mm-hmm. But I think a party of, even if that, a party would like them to be cute, you know what I'm saying? Would like to be physically attractive. And yes, somebody who isn't always, let's say, your upfront at face value type, will get more attractive when you love their personality, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I got people, like, I've known in the past who it's like, yeah, at first it's like, oh, okay, this is just, you know, just someone I know, and you get to know them, and then you're like, wow, this person is, like, hot to me now. You know what I'm saying? Their mm-hmm. face.
Oh, for sure.
Even, like, they're, like, everything about them just becomes hotter. You know what I'm saying? When you get to know somebody and you really enjoy them personality-wise and you get to flirting a little bit. And I say all the time, bro, I'm not the type of dude that walks into a party and girls are like, I want to fuck this guy, but you give me 10 minutes next to the Chex Mix, and they're like, I might just fuck this guy, you know?
I play the long game, dude. You know what that is. It takes about 16 years.
16 years. You befriend them. You pretend it's genuine friendship. Mm-hmm. You pretend that you are there for them.
Yes.
And then as soon as Bart breaks her heart, you're in there.
I was like, Bart, oh.
You're in there to be Tyka's stepdaddy. I know you're gay, dude. You know when you said
Bart? I pictured Bart Simpson. And I was like, Bart Simpson? Because it's such a far removed thought. I was like, Bart Simpson? What are you talking about, cartoons?
Don't have a cow, man.
I wait for the girl to have terminal cancer. Oh, and when she has no other options, she goes, fine, I guess. Fuck, we'll go out.
I go for that 80-year-old that's on her deathbed, you know what I'm saying? That's the long game I'm playing, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like a weird thing where sometimes y'all try to impress so much, you just say like the most ridiculous, unrealistic things. And some people just eat it up online. They're like, yeah, that's a real man. Shut up, girl. He don't like you either. He's just saying that type of shit, man.
The internet's just full of liars and stupid people that believe the lies and think they're so smart and think they're so deep, and everybody's just so stupid. I hate them all.
I just...
Except for people that watch Dudes Behind the Foods, because you guys are the best, we're the best, and we're just, like, the best people on the whole internet. You know what I'm saying?
That whole... I don't know if I was... It would be hard for me to be on that show to do that buzzer thing. It's just... How hard is that shit?
Yeah.
I have to be, number one, there's two fears, right? It's mm-hmm. like, we talk, and then I take off my blindfold, and then physically I'm not that attracted to them. Second thing, and my biggest fear is they like me. They take off their blindfold and they're not attracted to me. And then I'm like, fuck, this hurts so bad.
And the producers knew what they were doing with that shit because they're not all blindfolded. This happened to be a blindfolded episode.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes it's just you're just talking to somebody. Like the one with that Asian girl that you're talking about, the doofy one. Like it was.
Oh, yeah, they're not blindfolded.
No, they saw each other, you know, and they said, yeah, sure. We had a conversation and they did it. And then she went, ah! And he was like, yeah, never mind.
I was a little confused because she was fucking cute.
She was cute.
Super cute. And that's the thing, too. See, I guess. You know, that idea that guys are just all shallow. Mm-hmm. Guess he's not that shallow because she was fucking hot.
Very cute.
And here- then you just see this and she just goes, and the guy's like, oh.
But here's what's funny. Is the thing is, like we said before, it was just too much all at once, right?
Yeah, because maybe if you, yeah.
If I knew this girl and we started dating and then all, and you know, I was like, oh, I really enjoy this person. And all of a sudden I made her laugh really hard and she went, meh. I'm like, yo, you're goofy as fuck, you know? I like this, right? But if it's my first time, like we're at fucking Jamba Juice and she just lets one of those out, I'm like, oh, maybe not.
It's a blind date. I just picture a blind date. You guys, let's meet up at, I don't know, Cold Stone. Mm-hmm. And you hear her ordering her shit. You haven't seen her yet. All you see is this girl going, you just go, hey, I got into a car accident.
Yeah, it's too much, man. Too much.
First impressions mean a lot, especially in that dating thing.
I've actually always wanted to do one of those speed dating nights because I thought it'd be fun, you know?
I think they should bring you on the show to do it just as like a dating experience, not because you're going to go away with mm-hmm. them, but just to see, right? Because it's a skill in and of itself. And right. I know it's hard because like I think even me when I was younger, maybe you have too, where we always tell people just be yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes yourself is bad. Sometimes yourself is fucking trash, man. Maybe learn to be yourself slowly, but think about gaming it a little bit. You know what I mean? Because that's like the part of the dating thing I think a lot of people forget.
That's the thing. It's like, yeah, make a good first impression. You don't have to lie.
Yeah.
But it's like when you're doing a job interview, you know what I'm saying? You might embellish the good shit and hide the bad shit. You know what I'm saying? And then your employer finds out, oh, this person is fucking lazy.
this person steals.
Yeah. Oh, this is a criminal.
Long con.
The long con. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Better help. Better help. It's all about that mental health. Hey, what's up, y'all? This episode is brought to you by Better Help because look, man, sometimes we all need somebody to talk to, okay? That's why I F with Better Help because sometimes you just gotta get it out, all right? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Look, I have so many problems just prioritizing my time and trying to figure things out. Your boy gets stressed out, and sometimes I would just like somebody to talk to about it, okay? It really does empower you to be the best version of yourself, okay? And look, it's not just for those who've experienced trauma, okay? I think sometimes you just need to get it out there and talk to somebody. I've said that so many times already. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, okay? Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/foods today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/foods.
Dudes behind the foods, listeners, this podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave, Rocket. The excitement is endless. The vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. Let me tell you something, baby. You know every Asian person out there, when it comes to any type of major holidays, we doing casino fun. So you might as well do it with DraftKings. And if it's not a holiday, guess what? To a Vietnamese family, every day is a holiday. So every day is time for DraftKings. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back
instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code DUDEFOOZ to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Dudes Behind the Foods listeners, how are you moving into 2024, my friends? Are you tiptoeing in? Or are you ready to go? Hit the throttle. No matter how you've been approaching 2024, electric e-bikes can help you go the distance. From commutes to adventurers, riders of all abilities can explore this new year with electric bikes. Go to electricbikes.com to learn more about their wide selection of e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C-E bikes.com. My friends, I love my electric bike. If you see me around town with the girl I love, I'm like, fuck you on my electric bike. It is freaking fun. The fact that I don't gotta pedal and I'm over here just zooming around. Oh, actually, I do pedal with mine because I like my little exercise with it as well. But the assisted pedal on it is freaking amazing. It is fantastic. Fun for the family. And guess what? Here's the thing. Anyone can ride. Designed for a better mode of transportation for all riders, durable features and accessories for added safety, convenience, and control. Save on gas, parking, and maintenance, and financing as low as $49 per month. It is worth it. It is so much fun. Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and be sure to mention Dudes Behind the Foods sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com.
David, so how did you enjoy my mother's oxtail stew soup? Tasty.
This is delicious. I would say out of all the things that your mom has made, this is my favorite.
You know what? You're not wrong. This is like a special treat for me. Sometimes when I have like a big pot of it, sometimes I'll put some noodles in there, some little mama noodles. Yeah, bro, this shit is like,
Did she ever serve this at the restaurant?
It was like a special occasion thing. It'd be like, look at the shit of the day. We got oxtail today. Yeah.
I never went to the restaurant. I always wanted to.
Man, a lot of people did. But you know what? What happened? I was fucked up. Like when the restaurant was closing, I was vlogging about it, posting about it. So then people started coming a lot. No pause. And we got overwhelmed with people. There was for the first time we had like a wait. Like we never had to do that before. Like literally in the 20 years that we had the restaurant, we never had. Like people had to like wait for tables, you know what I'm saying? And then we were running out of food. Orders were taking forever. It was like a whole big old clusterfuck.
Well, and then the Yelp reviews were at 1 star, but didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Peace out, bitch. Everything was gone. We were throwing roaches in the food just cause for funsies.
Your dad's teabagging all the soups.
And the customers.
Yeah. How you like that?
But this shit's bomb. And I was gonna ask you something else. It don't matter. What do you have for us? We are double eating, which is good.
Well, this was just a little hors d'oeuvre, and it was delicious.
Wait, let me suck this oxtail bone. No pause. Gotta get all that gelatinous goodness out of here.
All right, ASMR.
Mm-hmm. Brother, let's go.
We got a burger from Doghouse.
Yeah.
It's a LA classic. You know what I mean? It's been around for a very long time since I first moved to LA, actually. Yeah.
Known for their Venus. Very good sausage situations.
At a certain point, they started doing King's Hawaiian bread on everything.
Oh, Lord.
And so they got these King's Hawaiian bread slider burgers going on here. Some tater tots. I got some melted cheese for me because you're off cheese.
No, thank you, brother.
Yeah. And so I want you to try King's Hawaiian bread too, by the way. Good on everything.
Wowzers. I literally, bruv, love King's Hawaiian bread. I, like, my favorite shit to do is to take whatever's left over in my fridge, throw it on some King's Hawaiian bread, maybe with some cheese when I'm still eating cheese, and make a little situation out of it. Cause like, it's just, it's the best.
It's the best.
Let me take a little picture for my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very excited.
This is called the Holy Aioli.
Holy Aioli. Oli, 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 oli. Ooh, what the fuck? I thought you said there was no cheese on this shit.
No, I said on the this right here. This.
Oh, you got an extra thing to dip cheese?
Listen here, dude. I've been farming all fucking day. Oh, we need like a... Oh, my God. I need a fat bite out of this.
Oh, wowzers. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wowzers. Oh, wow. A little grilled onion. Oh, this looks so good, dog.
Oh, wow.
What the heck?
I know where they base this off of.
Mmm. Hello.
The Jack in the Box.
Sourdough Jack?
That's what it kind of tastes like.
Wow. Mmm.
This is fucking good.
Hawaiian bread really just takes everything next level, bro.
You don't... Here's my thing, too, right? Like, you guys know when you guys have dinner and you're like, oh, I got to cook some fresh rolls or something if you're for, like, a special occasion. Fuck that. King's Hawaiian bread, put a little butter and some herbs and some salt and just heat it in the oven. Better than any roll you'll make.
This shit go kind of crazy, bro. Let me get some ketchup on here. Sorry, y'all. We're going to eat a little bit because it's really good. Yeah. Speaking of delicious rolls, one of my favorite restaurants in San Diego that I always go to whenever we shoot at San Diego, and I say, David, let's eat here, dog, because it's my shit. Spot called Herb and Wood. My fave. They have these like secret rolls that like aren't even on the menu. You just gotta ask them, like, hey bro, let me get those rolls that aren't on the menu, and they're fucking bomb. Tear apart, ooey gooey, just like this right here. And we usually order with that like oxtail gnocchi they got. Ooh, wee, brother. Speaking of oxtail and the bowl, oh, wow. This is crazy.
This is a good day, man. Look, I keep saying I'm gonna get fit, but I found out weed makes it very hard for that.
You said that already on the last one.
I know. So now, guess what? Your boy only smokes when he needs to. No more recreational smoking for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was only once a week, mm-hmm. but I just can't control my food.
I thought you were going to say, guess what? I've given up on getting fit. I'm just going to smoke and eat.
No, I can't go back, dude. And you know what the funny thing? Sometimes I get really harsh with myself because, you know, like since my wedding, I probably gained about like 15 pounds.
Oh, shit.
And, but, you know, I can look back at my photos from 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's not that bad.
You're
bro.
Doing pretty good, bro.
I'm like, it's like fluctuating 15 pounds is not bad at all.
You're doing all right, man.
It's all right, man, dude. It's all good. I just, you know, sex symbol David is not supposed to be here. It's another alternate universe. It's not supposed to happen. I get it.
Look, not until... You're not supposed to be a sex symbol until after we do this movie, and that's not going to be for a while, okay? So.
Don't worry with this burger, dog.
Oh, speaking of trying to get fit and the difficulty of it, bro, my Chia's homegirl from Regina was in town this week, and she hadn't eaten meat in 6 years. And she was like, Tim, shout out to Ida. She was like, Tim, I'm ready to eat some meat. No pause. And she was like... Because I ask, whenever people come to LA, I'm like, what do you want to eat specifically?
How old is she?
Like 20, like our age.
Oh, because her name was Ida. So I was like, I thought she was like super old.
No. But
her other cousin, Gertrude.
Oh, bro, there was a sexy ass girl we went to high school with named Agnes. It was crazy. Everybody used to say, how are you so fine with that old ass name? But,
that's tight.
Ida was in town. She was ready to eat meat. Because normally people are like, yeah, I want to get some In-N-Out. I want to try Chick-fil-A. We don't have one in my area. She was like, dude, just take me to everywhere that has like the essential meat, right?
Damn, she's kind of bold though. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, bro. So I was telling her, I was like, all right, Ida, just tell me what you want to eat. And then I'll find the meat that is good for it, right? She was like, well, of course I'd like some Mexican food. I was like, bet. Have you ever had birria tacos, right? So I took her, of course, to Tacos y Birria La Unica, which you put me on to, because, like, it really is top-tier birria out here.
Yeah, 100%. I've had all the other, I've had 7 or 8 other spots. Mm-hmm. They're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, something different. I don't know what they do is different.
I don't know, man. Especially when birria got so fucking trendy the past few years, I felt like the birria spots were popping up everywhere, And there was a truck I went to in Long Beach that was just kind of meh, especially the consomme, like the dip was just kind of bland. Mm-hmm. But like Tacos y birria la única, dog. That first little sip of their consomme is like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, but here's what's... So, mind you, she hadn't had meat in, like, 6 years, so she was a little, like, you know, just trying it out. So I ordered traditional-ass carne asada tacos for everybody with cheese. You know, they got their, queso tacos, right? Mm. With the cheese, like you know, cooked on there. And then for myself, I ordered some T-Zone tacos, the cabeza tacos, with no cheese, right? Because just the meat is so tender, right?
T-Zone tacos.
And for me, I'm like, they'll be able to tell. This shit right here, regular carne asada with the cheese. The one without the cheese is the T-Zone tacos, right? I go to open up my plate of T-Zone tacos, dog. It's only one left. I'm like, one of y'all ate some forehead. And Ida's like, what? I'm like, so Ida, this plate without the cheese is some forehead area of the cow tacos. And she was like, oh my God, did I just eat forehead? And she's like, but mine was cheesy. I'm like, if yours is cheesy, then you're good. But like everybody else in the house was like, I had cheese on my tacos. I'm like, well, one of y'all is lying because I only have one delicious forehead taco here.
Can I tell you something? That means it was good.
Oh, for sure.
So if you didn't care, it means it was fucking delicious.
If I can get Chia to try a fucking cabeza taco, I think it'll be a game changer for her. But, you know.
Cabeza buche.
Mm.
Ooh, so delicious, dude. Fucking delicious.
So, of course, after that, she wanted to try some. She also said, she's like, I'd be down to have some fried chicken, too. It's been 6 years, right?
Is she trying to fucking blow up your toilet?
Bro, oh, she said that, too. She's like, you know what I learned? She's like, oh, my God. She's like, my energy's back now that I'm eating meat again. She's like, but I learned that my poops stink. I'm like, Ida, your poops are supposed to stink. Yeah. So, c'est la vie, mon ami. Because,
she's like, wow, my poops stink. What did you think it was supposed to smell like?
She's like, well, when I wasn't eating meat, my poops came out pink and with sprinkles on.
I mean, that's kind of wild. Like, I think if I haven't eaten meat like that, I wouldn't go for fried chicken and Mexican food just because there's so much shit going on, right?
She went in, bro.
There's just like spices, heavy salt, marinade, all this other shit. That's a lot. Even for us who eat meat, yeah. If we're eating fried chicken and Mexican food in the same day.
No. This is a week.
Oh, my bad. This is a week. I'm putting it in the mind of David. Yeah. So my bad. My bad. Fucking Chia. Over here, I'm not David. So,
no, this was a week. So I got her some Honey's Kettle another Ooh. Day. Yeah, bro, I was getting that good shit, dog.
Honey's Kettle, man, it's just so juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Right when you bite it, all this juice comes out of it. Mm-hmm. It's so delicious.
Honey's Kettle chicken, the best chicken in LA. Yeah, dog. I got her some good treats, and check this out, bro. So she came down to go with Chia because Chia had a brand deal in Tennessee and with Hyundai. Shout out to Hyundai. And as a Korean, how are you supposed to say that?
Hyundai.
Hyundai, like that? Okay. Yeah. So they're in Tennessee and I'm like, well, if y'all are in Tennessee, you gotta get some barbecue. Like you gotta get some barbecue while you're out there, right? And sure enough, they went to one of the dinners that was provided for all the influencers out there doing the brand deal.
She cannot eat Tennessee portions, by the way.
Chia?
Yeah.
No, did you see what she put on her story?
No.
She was in Tennessee. She said she posted like this plate though. And it was like one rib. One rib and like one piece of thing and like some sauce. And I'm like, wow, Chia's eating some ribs. Okay, cool. Cause like, you know, she's not anti-ribs. She's just not one to crave ribs. Every once in a while I crave ribs, you know? So they're updating me. I'm like, did y'all have that barbecue in Tennessee? And I was like, Tim, guess what? I had some brisket. And I ate meat off the bone. She's like, I had to take a minute at one point because it's like, she's like, oh shit, I'm eating something off its bone right now, you know.
Hold on a second. You can't eat meat off.
You can't. It's close up. Close up on David.
Ow! Hit my elbow on the TV. She's never eaten meat off the bone?
No, she has. It's been 6 years. What? So,
why? What's wrong?
I mean, I'm assuming it was something about her like love of animals or something. The way like eating meat off the bone was just kind of tripping her out. But yeah, and she did it. She's like, "Are you proud of me?" I'm like, "I am proud of you. Good job. Wow. I can't believe you handled it." I was like, "I thought your body would have like rejected it or something, you know?"
So, two times I've been to Tennessee. been to Tennessee, been to the Carolinas. My experience over there, they like a lot of sugar in their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The sweet tea?
Sweet tea is sweet.
It's a little different. I will always remember this. This is when I was in the Carolinas, and it also happened. This is the more hilarious version of it that happened in the Carolinas.
Okay.
This dude took us out. He was a part of an Asian club. He was a black dude.
Mm.
Really, really cool dude. Chill-ass guy. He goes, yo, I want to take you to get like some like Carolina-style barbecue. Mm. And they have different barbecue sauces. Some of them are vinegary and everything else. It's actually, I actually love Carolina-style barbecue sauce. I think it's delicious. We're out there, and then he orders me a sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
I drink it. I'm like, God damn, this shit's crazy. He goes, yeah. I know. It's not sweet enough.
What?
And then he takes the sugar jar on the table. And he just starts pouring it in, and he's mixing it up. He goes, it's a lot better. He's like, you want some? I thought he was fucking with me. And you could see, like, the pool of sugar at the bottom already in the drink that was given to you.
Holy.
So he was just downing just a glass of sugar. But that's sweet tea.
Damn.
Our sweet tea is nothing like that.
No, not at all. I mean, I would get – I would order sweet tea, like, you know, southern sweet tea specifically when I would go to, like – I don't know, restaurants that had that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, if you go to, like, a chain that had sweet tea, like, if you go to Lucille's Barbecue, they'll have some sweet tea you can order, I think. But that's like, when I was young, I could drink some sweet tea. Nowadays, it's like, if I'm getting sweet tea, I gotta mix that shit with some lemonade and something. I gotta water it down, because, you know, as our taste buds get old, as we get old, can't eat sweet shit, I'm cold all the time now. I used to be so confused when I'd be working in California Pizza Kitchen. Old people always were complaining about how cold it was in the restaurant. I'm like, man, what are y'all talking about, right? But now, bro, I be in the house, fucking hoodie, sweats, blanket, and it's 80 degrees inside.
Not when you're fat. When you're fat, you just have this sweater on all the time that God gave you.
Well, why would you want to get rid of that?
I will tell you this, when I was like the skinniest or when I started losing weight,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even lying to you, I've never shivered before.
What?
I never shivered.
You had never shivered in your life until you lost weight?
Like shuddered, right? Like, you know, like when you're cold and you're...
Yeah.
I never experienced that shit.
Wow.
Like I would get cold, but
yeah.
I would see people like in high school and when it gets cold,
they're
doing that shit. And I'm like, what is that? Like, they're like, yeah, when you get cold, you shiver. I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, you know why your body does that?
To warm you up, right?
Yeah, it's like it does it because, like, you know, when your body temperature drops, it's like moving it to, like, kind of, like, warm you up. And
wouldn't have fucking known because I'm so fucking fat.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, and when I lost weight, my teeth started chattering. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, this is what the shivering thing is.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm not saying I don't get cold where I'm like, oh, like that.
Yeah.
But you would see, like, people
physically chatter.
Yeah, their teeth are chattering.
Yeah.
I got that when I lost weight.
Wow.
Which was fucking insane. I'm like, oh, this is what normal people feel when they get extremely cold. How interesting.
Well, we are going to look at topless David pictures and then we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
I don't know what your friend who didn't eat meat is talking about. My shit still smells like shit.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, I've had some people be like, oh, yeah, when you don't eat meat or when you're plant-based, like, your farts don't smell and your shit still doesn't smell. And I'm just like, you're lying because you are afraid of girls farting. Like,
let me tell you this, dude. When I started eating healthier and, you know, I started upping my vegetable intake, I farted 10 times more. Like, I just kept farting. I mean, didn't.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. The farts don't stink as bad. As when you just, you know, on a bad diet, your bad diet farts smell horrendous.
Are we going right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because you just reminded me, it was my mom's birthday recently too, on the 19th of March. And so we went to this dinner at a restaurant we like to go to in Long Beach, ever since I was a little kid, called Parker's Lighthouse, right? Now, the upper deck that my mom likes to sit on, the upper level, it's not Parker's Lighthouse anymore. They made a separate steakhouse called, I think, Ocean View Steakhouse or something. Anyways, irrelevant details, just letting y'all know if you're in Long Beach. Anyways, I ordered some Brussels sprouts, right? We didn't eat a whole lot of them because we were full off everything else. Got like a seafood tower and some steak, shit like that. And as we're leaving, and I'm dropping my parents off, we left the restaurant. And My dad's like, I think one of those oysters kind of, you know, hit me funny. He's like, oh, I don't know, I feel, my tummy feels funny, right? And I'm like, yeah, it feels like, I was like, y'all smell that, Dad? Did you fart? And Dad's like, yeah, it stinks. I'm like, oh, no, that's the Brussels sprouts. Because I had the Brussels sprouts in the trunk. I'm like, oh, that's the Brussels sprouts. I'm like, it had to be, right? Got home. The Brussels sprouts were delicious, by the way. Got home the next day, or 2 days later, my parents came over for Q's birthday. My dad's like, yeah, you know what?
This is recently.
Yeah. But I was like, okay. That wasn't the Brussels sprouts. He's like, I sharted on the way home. He's like. Yeah. So in Thai. In Thai, if you like shart or like, you know, you're about to shit yourself, it's called ki thak. So ki is like slang for poop and thak means like broke. So my mom's like, yeah, Paul, ki thak, right? So I guess he like farted on the way home. And I thought like, oh, nah, it stinks. But that's the Brussels sprouts because Brussels sprouts be funky, right? He's like, no, I got home and it was something there.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
Luckily, I didn't get one of the bad oysters. I had some great oysters.
I love how you like just give your dad the benefit of the doubt. Oh, that's his Brussels sprouts. Your dad's like, no. It's not the Brussels sprouts.
Trust me. Oh, bro, I have the funniest story.
That's so fucking gross.
Yeah.
It's so funny. At the
I know.
Same time.
My poor dad. I don't even know if he cares if I told that story.
Your dad's listening to this? Fuck you. Why would you do that?
Oh, bro, one time when I used to do these YouTube shows with the Asian musicians, there's one of the musician homegirls had this manager, taller dude, he was older, taller, and he was always a little weird, awkward kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he always thought he'd try to be like, he was always like super smooth, like, yeah, no, I'm from New York, you know, no, that's not how you do it out here, whatever, right? Anyways, one day.
The fucking 1920s fucking ball game announcer.
Yeah, see? So anyways.
Babe Ruth, he messed up the strike, and it's up the bar.
I'm exaggerating a little bit because I don't want people to guess who he is, but anyways.
Okay.
Not that people knew him, but anyways. We're driving home from a show. It was like, I want to say like upstate New York somewhere. We're driving back towards where we're going to the city. And
I'm still laughing about the shark. Go ahead.
Oh, this is also a shark story. So,
oh my.
So this guy's like, at first, you know, he's always trying to be smooth, right? All of a sudden, we're on this road trip, for like maybe like an hour and a half drive back to the city. And he's like, so stop the car. Stop the car. What is that? What is that? He stops the car. He gets out. We're there chilling. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing out there, right? Comes back. Oh, I don't know. I thought I saw something, right? But now his jacket is wrapped around his waist. The whole fucking, and we're driving back. We're in the car. And we're like, in my head, I'm like, yo, the car smells like shit, dude.
What? Hold on a second. This guy said stop. Yeah. What is that?
Okay. Ran into the fucking field and like tried to shit.
Who the fuck was driving?
I don't know. Not me.
Nobody was like, what the fuck are you mean? Why could he have just been like, hey guys, I think I gotta use the bathroom. Can you pull over?
This fool was, I don't know why he was embarrassed.
That's not cool enough. That's why.
All I remember is like, we didn't know why this fool wanted to stop the car and he got out. And then, like, so in my head, I feel like.
Oh, guys, UFO.
Is that a deer? Is that a deer running through the brush? I feel like this will, like, from my memory, we stopped the car for no reason so he could go outside somewhere. So he came back, jacket around his waist. The car smelled like shit. So then he leaves. So we're at the hotel. He just kind of, you know, he's walking up to his room.
Funny.
Next day, we're like, yo, the fucking. Let's just say his name's Joe. Did Joe fucking shit himself? Like, did he shit himself? But yeah, I'm pretty sure he shit himself.
This one comes out. He has no clothes on.
No, he comes out naked, smelling like shit. He's like, the full moon is just, I had to get a closer look.
But he has to be all smooth about his sheets. Dude, this is hey, yo, man, the fucking view out here is beautiful. Fresh your clothes, bro. Turns around, you just see his t-shirt in his ass.
Oh my god.
Oh my fucking god. That's so bad. It's funnier because the guy is known as a cool guy. Mm. When non-cool shit happens to cool guys,
oh, it's the best.
It's the best. I have a homie in high school where he's like so good at roasting people, right? Yeah. This dude was fucking ruthless. Like sometimes to a point where it would be kind of much. Mm. Right, he would just make fun of anybody, mm-hmm. and he would just say stuff that was just so out of pocket. Like one time, there was this girl, and her name was Angela, and she was super cute girl. But he's just out of nowhere. She's just like chilling and walking. He goes, Angela. He's like, what's up? And she goes, he goes, you'd be a lot cuter if you would shave your legs every now and then.
Asshole. Yeah.
Like, yo, she's just walking to clap.
Wow.
Why the fuck would you say that? And I remember one of the girls like, why the fuck would you say that? He goes, what? She needs to know. And I'm like, okay, this guy's just one of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, one time in high school, this fool, he got mad about something, mm-hmm. and he threw his water bottle, but somehow the water bottle smacked on the floor, flew up, and smacked him in the face, and he fell backwards.
No.
We all were in tears, just crying, laughing. Just because it happened to happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best, man. He's my homie, too. He's just so funny.
You ever shit yourself?
I almost shit myself. I told that story where I pushed that kid out the way at that Burger King in K-Town.
Oh, yes.
That
yes.
was probably the only time I almost shat myself. I've had streak marks when I was a kid.
Streak what?
Streak marks when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, no, I haven't shat myself. Woo! Have you?
Shredded a couple times in my life, yeah.
Oh, I've never.
No?
No. You can't be an really fucking fat guy that shits himself. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of things when you're fat. You can't be stinky and you can't be sharting like that.
I've told you my California Pizza Kitchen soup story.
Maybe you have, but I don't remember.
Well, for those of you who've heard the story before, you're going to hear it for the 11th time. So check this out.
Hey, yo, what is that? What is that pullover? No. I'm sorry.
No, he's like,
you're gonna do that at the restaurant.
No, he's like, wait, I'm a werewolf. I'm a werewolf. Well, let me out of the car. Let me out of the car. I see the moon. So he rips his own clothes so he has an excuse for his pants to be all fucked up. Like, I had to take my pants off. They were ripped up to shreds.
The full moon turned me into a wolf, dude. But it's still out. Why are you not a wolf anymore? You could have just told us you had to poop, dude. You didn't have to do this.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why. It's so funny to me.
So just silly guy. If you knew this dude, you would be laughing even harder. All right. So when I was dating my ex, Ileana, I was still working at California Pizza Kitchen, and she was working at some company, I forget. But she would get these like half hour lunch breaks, right? And so one day, she was like, "Can you bring me some food?" I was like, "Sure." So, brought her probably like a barbecue chicken pizza, and I got like a couple tortilla soup. And so I'm like, "You want some of this soup?" She's like, "No, I'm good. I'll just eat the pizza." So we're chilling in her car during her lunch break, and I'm like, "All right, cool. I'm gonna kill this soup. I eat the whole soup, little cup." And then we're just chilling. I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna go pee like behind this bush." We're just in parking lot, like empty ass parking lot. I'm gonna go pee behind this bush. She's like, "All right, cool." I go around the other side of the parking lot. I'm peeing. And you know how sometimes when you pee, you gotta fart, right? So like I fart, regular ass fart. I thought, because then I'm like, "Yo, this fart is mad hot. Like it's really hot." And I realized, oh my God.
Like the heat won't disappear.
It's like, staying there. I was like, "Why is this fart running down my legs?" I realized the soup went straight through me, dog. Like 5 minutes later.
I know what you're talking about. I know what those are like.
Yeah, straight through me. So I'm like, "Oh my God, I just shitted out tortilla soup in one instant, one fucking flash." And now I'm like, "What do I do? I'm standing here in this parking lot." So like real quick, you know, I got completely bottomless, used my underwear to wipe all the soup off my undercarriage, fucking tossed that shit behind a bush, put my pants back down, on, went in the car, and I'm chilling with her. And I'm like, "God, what do I say?" And I'm like, she was telling me some story. I'm like, "Oh, wait, you know what's funny? I just pooped out all that tortilla soup, you know."
Oh my God. You were straight up about
it. Yeah. She was like, "Oh my God."
And then you guys had sex.
And then we made sweet, sweet love. Yeah.
See, that's the difference between you and werewolf guy. You should have just, like, you sat in the car. Oh God. What's wrong? I'm a tortilla werewolf.
Pull over, please.
Oh, you turned into Batman.
Pull over, I see the signal.
That's why he got out the car.
Yeah, yeah. I see the signal. Someone needs help.
I didn't tell you. I'm actually Batman. Why are you sweating so much? Just hurry up and pull over. Oh, that's so stupid. I wish I knew this guy. I would never let this person, like, I could never let it die down.
Here, let me show you a picture of him.
Oh, shit, my fucking face hurts. Oh, fuck, it's been a while since I laughed like that.
You're welcome, dog.
Oh, God.
Right, let me see if I can find him real quick.
Oh, my God, I'm almost scared. Watch the picture of me.
No, I'm not his friend anymore, but...
After that, I couldn't be his friend anymore.
Yeah, I deleted him off all my everything. Ah, shit, man.
Oh, that's so fucking funny, man. Wow, what a blessed podcast.
What a beautiful, beautiful episode of the Dudes Behind the Foods, guys. Thank you for watching. Make sure you pick up, let's see, this episode. I think by the time this episode airs...
This episode airs on April 1st, I believe.
Well, then, right now, you can go get yourself a Little Timmy and a Little David doll. You can buy them separately, or if you buy them together, you get 15% off. Link will be in the description.
And you have to get both, because why would you only get one? And I'll be very upset if there's more Tim dolls sold than David.
Oh, I would be so mad. I almost was like, can y'all just make them, like, force them to buy it in pairs so that no one gets, no one looks dumb.
Yeah, because watch there be, like, no David So sales. I'll kill myself.
There's
how about
no
that?
Way. How about this? If the Tim dolls sell more, David kills himself. If the David dolls sell more, I'll kill David. All right. So we'll see what happens, guys.
Sounds great, guys.
Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. Watch another episode of the this day.
Yes. You know the dude there behind the foods, eh?
Bye.
Adios.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.